broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
And Ben, it's only 10 days. 10 days to the Century Tournament of Champions. The weather today for Kauai, Oahu, and Maui, it's going to be cloudy. Occasional showers, mainly windward. Scattered showers on the leeward side. The trades are 15 to 25. And the high today expected about 83 degrees. Maybe 78. I'd like to have the 78. That's probably like a Wahiawa. It's going to be about 78 degrees. And it's just going to be another beautiful day. You must bring your umbrella with you, or rain gear at least. If you're going to play a round of golf, it'll be a little bit drier on the Big Island for now. Makalei has a 920. Poipu Bay has a 940. And you want to bring your wind game. Southside Men's Club, they're out and having a great time today. So may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Pearl Country Club on Oahu is sold out, looking for a tee time. Kapolei, you've got to go to their website and book it there. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 924, Bayview an 833, a 948, a 1010, 1120, and, you know, Kahili on Maui is closed until the beginning of 2021, which is just a couple of days from now. Wailea Gold has a 920, the Emerald a 940, and on the Blue course, we've got a 1252. Excuse me, Blue's not open today. It's just Gold and Emerald. It's Maui Nui that has a 1252. The afternoon's open. We're waiting for Brandel Chambly to give us a call in to the show because he's going to kick off the show. Interesting article Alex Myers put together, noting that during a rare moment on the eve of the 2020 Masters, in which the conversation shifted from Bryson DeChambeau, Golf Channel's Brandel Chambly turned his attention to another big hitter, but not someone you normally see on the PGA Tour, Kyle Berkshire. Kyle Berkshire, imagine, says Brandel Chambly at the Augusta National Golf Club as a backdrop, imagine him out here if he could chip and putt. Well, we're going to talk about that as soon as we can get dialed in with Brandel after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
All right, Brandel Chambly, PGA Tour and Golf Channel analyst, golfchannel.com contributor, probably not much longer since they're not with us anymore, author of The Anatomy of Greatness, Lessons from the Best Golf Swings in History. Brandel turned pro in 1985. He has one PGA Tour victory under his belt, so he knows exactly what it's like to be out there in competition and to fight your way to the top of the leaderboard. And as I was saying earlier, right before we introduced Brandel, during a rare moment on the eve of the 2020 Masters, this is a Golf World story from Alex Myers, in which the conversation shifted from Bryson DeChambeau, Golf Channel's Brandel Chambly, turned his attention to another big hitter. Imagine Kyle Berkshire, said Brandel Chambly, with Augusta National as the backdrop. Imagine him out here if he could chip and putt. Now, that's an interesting storyline we want to dive into. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brandel Chambly.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to join you, although this time I'm not in Hawaii. Usually I'm in Hawaii when you and I are talking.
I know. So I was going to ask you.
I missed it, but I love catching up with you.
I was going to ask you if you've snuck in and if you're hiking.
Well, we almost did. We have good friends of ours over on the Big Island who are over at a place called Kahanaiki. Actually, you know, they've been there for a few years, and Parker McLaughlin is over there, and Matt Kuchar's over there, and we were going to fly over, but we could only stay for like 2 days before I've got to make my way to the East Coast, so, you know, too much of a time crunch, so we decided to stay home.
Yeah, absolutely. Kahanaiki is beautiful, and the golf course is so immaculately kept, and I love their pit stops.
Oh, yeah, you and me both. I mean, I love the golf, but I also love the pit stop.
Boy, they have everything you could possibly want. I mean, and then they'll
beautiful
cook some.
Place.
Right. All right. So, Brandel, we've been watching, of course, Bryson DeChambeau changing his body, changing his swing with the driver, which I feel sort of uncomfortable with. I really don't like watching him. But it's working. You weren't all that thrilled about what he was doing in the beginning, but have you converted?
Yeah, I don't know if I guess if you say I wasn't all that thrilled about his original golf swing.
Oh no!
You know, it was fine. No, he was a very good player on the PGA Tour. I think the biggest story of 2020 really was somebody who was as good as he was, willing to risk it all and change it all for the hopes of being better. And beyond that, I mean, it's been quite a while since I think anybody's really trumped Tiger Woods with the story of the year. But Bryson, at the end of 2019, saying he was going to come back as a new man in 2020, I don't know that any of us had any conception of what he meant by that, other than the fact that he's going to be bigger. But he wasn't just bigger, he was bigger and faster, which is every athlete's dream. And I think when other tour pros watch Bryson, I think, you know, partly they're amused, but partly they're worried that that's what they're going to have to do to keep up, if that's indeed the way golf is going. And I think that's the larger implication of what Bryson did in 2020, was that he incorporated power moves that are so readily available to the very best players in the world, but they ignore them largely for, you know, ideas that they call stability or putting the ball in play, or any number of things to sort of support their truncated moves. But Bryson came along and said, you know, I'm going to move. I'm going to move like these guys that are hitting it, you know, 100 yards longer than us. And he did it, and then he won our national championship by a wide margin. So I think that was a huge story, and that's going to make its way more into the professional ranks, not only on the PGA Tour, but the European Tour and the LPGA Tour as well.
So when he first started his body change and his swing change, I got the impression that you weren't sure that was the best idea for a young man.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah, I see.
Well, look, I think it's a huge risk for anybody who's established a level of consistency and I would say a place in the world of professional golf that's up near the higher tier. So, you know, only from the standpoint of I thought it was dangerous to risk it all. I was as curious as everybody else to see what the finished product would be. I'm not even sure he's at the finished product, but just from a standpoint of risk, and that's the thing that, you know, I applaud, is that he was willing to take that risk. You know, risk is his place in the game, risk his lifestyle, risk everything he's ever dreamed of for something better. I mean, that's what we all pay to watch. But it's a huge risk. You know?
Yes.
And he pulled it off. And more players that I have seen try to change their body style drastically, mostly they were trying to go from bigger to smaller. I don't think there's ever been anybody go from smaller to bigger. But mostly the players I've seen try to go from sort of bigger to smaller, they've struggled. And, you know, he's the first, as far as I know, who decided to go from slightly built to humongously built.
Yeah. Absolutely. We did see Tiger Woods put on a lot of muscle over the period of time from when he started to his finish. He also made several swing changes, and every time he did, we wondered why.
It's like, well, there you go.
You know, I mean, what are you doing?
I mean, that was part of the amazing story of Tiger Woods. You know, he would build this beautiful skyscraper that was more beautiful and taller than anybody else, and then he'd just tear it down on his own whim and then rebuild it. And you know, you could argue that he rebuilt it a couple of times better than the original, which is inconceivable because he was dominating at every step along the way. So, yeah, I mean, Tiger got more muscular. So certainly, yes, he went from slightly built to more muscular. Bryson, yes, he's more muscular. There's no doubt about that. But he's also going for bulk. So it's a combination of muscle and bulk that he's going for. So, it was just bizarre to the world of golf and even to the world of sports to see somebody do that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I stood next to Bryson at Sony, and he wasn't much taller than myself. And, you know, and I'm 5'9", you know.
Yep.
So the idea that, you know, and people say they didn't recognize him when he came back. But one thing, the risk that he took required an amazing amount of commitment. And I think if the message is to any golfer who wants to do what Bryson did, is you have to be willing to, like you said, give up everything and only do hours of training, not just in the gym, but on the golf course, on the practice range, your eating habits, you are becoming 100% this creation that you've got in your mind to be the finished product.
Yeah, I mean, if you make it to the professional rank, even the higher tiers, even if you're on the Korn Ferry, you have an extraordinary level of athletic ability, but you also have an extraordinary level of discipline. I mean, there are tens of thousands of people that are trying to get where you're at if you're there. And you're the most disciplined. So his discipline is not that unique. His ability to work tirelessly to achieve his ends is not that unique. There's scores of players in the world of professional golf who work as hard as Bryson DeChambeau, Tiger Woods for one, but scores. What's unique is that he decided on his own that the moves that were dismissed by everybody in the world of professional golf as being freakish, those that the long drivers employ, he was going to adopt. So this is an instance of not him training harder, it's him training smarter. And that's what's amazing. I mean, you mentioned the book I wrote earlier. I wrote that book because I could not believe the way golf was being taught. It was being taught to basically stay in a static position at address. If anything, move left, move towards the target in your backswing, but stay centered, lean left, restrict with the lower body, and then jump up. And all these players who were stalling and flipping, and you would have it time and time again supported in all the periodicals as saying it was a more stable golf swing, that players were sacrificing distance for accuracy. And Bryson came along and said, why would you not move as big a circle as you can? Why would you not move off of the ball? Why would you not extend and explode? This is an athletic endeavor. It's the biggest, the fastest movement that you're trying to achieve. And that's why I wrote that book, was to say, look, I promise you, every professional golfer is leaving 5 miles an hour club head speed in the bag, who's restricting 5-10 miles an hour club head speed. Well, Bryson comes along and swinging 117. Now he's up to over 130. So he had the temerity to do something that really nobody else in professional golf was doing. And that's just train smarter and take a risk, because everybody was convinced, because they'd been told since they were first taught, to restrict with the lower body. For the most part, I mean, if you walk down the LPGA Tour or the PGA Tour, you cannot believe how static the lower bodies are. I mean, it's amazing. You know, like Nelly Korda is an amazing golfer. Okay? One of the best in the world. But you watch her face on, and you cannot believe how static her lower body is. Now go watch Babe Zaharias, you know, or go watch Louise Suggs or Mickey Wright. And then you look at Nelly Korda and you say, why would we want to move less? What, if you're a better athlete, if you're taller, stronger, more flexible, you have better understanding how to move, why would you restrict the movement? And so when I watch it, Nelly Korda, you know, or scores of other LPGA players and PGA Tour players, I cannot help but think, you know, yes, of course, if you go out there and play, someone's going to win. But in essence, it's like everybody racing 100 meters carrying a 25-pound sack of sand. Of course, somebody will win, but that doesn't mean that they're faster than the previous generation. And so Bryson comes along and dares to recoup the knowledge of the past and then use it with better training apparatuses at his disposal. That is returning to lost knowledge, but also doing it with today's instruments that allow us to even find more nuance. And that's what the biggest story of 2020 was.
Awesome. And you know, I love watching Matthew Wolf. That movement he makes, that to me, that's awesome.
Well, it's the same kind of move.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we get caught up in where the club points and all that, but he's doing much the same things that Bryson is doing.
Yeah. And now let's go to the story that was written as he brought all this information together, Alex Myers, and he quoted you at the very beginning of the story. What do you think of the young men coming into this game and deciding to completely change their swings, like Kyle Berkshire? Apparently, that's what he's doing. He's working on his chipping and he's putting, and he wants to be on the PGA Tour.
Well, you know, I applaud, you know, big dreams are great, you know, and he's a great athlete, and, you know, maybe he has the time and the dedication, but, you know, if you think about what he's trying to do, and you look at, say, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, Bryson DeChambeau was the number one amateur in the world. He won everything, and he's been on tour now 5 or 6 years, and he's out there with similarly credentialed competitive golfers. So Bryson will be trying to break into professional golf with a skill that, you know, he has. You know, he's played Division I golf and he was a good player, but we're talking about the highest level of the ability to chip and putt and hit bunker shots and work shots left to right. And, you know, so it is a huge task that he's put in front of him. Now, he's got a large piece of the puzzle already carved out with his distance, but you know, the odds are stacked against him. But again, that's what great athletic performance is all about. It's why we watch athletes try to do things where the odds are stacked against them. And I'm pulling for him. I'd love to see him do it, but the odds are certainly stacked against him, because almost every player out there on the PGA Tour was the very best competitor growing up. They were the best in their state, they were the best in the nation, or they were in the top five in the nation or in the world, and only the very best of the best even make it to the PGA Tour, and I'm talking about competitors. So, you know, the odds are stacked against him, but it'd be great to see, for sure. Jamie Sadlowski, you know, his predecessor, uh-huh, is the longest driver. He played a handful of events on the Korn Ferry Tour and made the cut in a couple of them and showed that he could compete. But then, you know, he started messing with his golf swing and sort of lost that competitive ability. But I'll be pulling for Kyle and be watching.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It's just what I heard in there. I was talking about winning as a junior, winning in college, being the top amateur in the world twice, is that not only do you have to have a golf swing, you have to have the knowledge of being in the mix all the time. And I'm sure as you played on the PGA Tour, your mind, the mind game that is being played, they've learned it as juniors and they've worked it. It's different, I believe, on the golf course than it would be on a long drive court, you know, where you're just hitting.
Well, you know, I mean, Kyle would have, you know, I think he would have experienced much the same sort of psychological dilemmas as he was sitting there ready to hit. Was, you know, how can I get my body in a state where I can be as free as I need to be when so much is at stake? And the difference between me and somebody else is just a mile or two per hour swinging the golf club. So, I mean, you got to go there. You got to find that psychological state. So he's been able to sum that up. You know, but when you get out on the PGA Tour or, you know, in the higher ranks of professional golf, there is an incredible amount of nuance. You know, this is the exaggerated extreme, but I don't know if you remember years ago listening to David Faraday interview Phil Mickelson. And Phil was talking specifically about the 6-iron he hit from the right tree, the pine straw on the 13th hole at Augusta National when he won the 2010 Masters. And the detail that Phil gave, I mean, I think part of that was for entertainment purposes, but the detail that Phil gave is what's going through pretty much every player's mind. I'm into the grain. I'm slightly downhill. I'm slightly side hill. The hill's going to catch the heel of the club. It's going to turn it over. How do I keep that from happening? I got to open the face a little bit, but I got to grip a little stronger with my left hand. I got to drive a little more, and then I got to hold it off into this wind and get it skipping to the right. I mean, all these things are going through a player's mind. They're far, far past the golf swing. I mean, the better you get at the golf swing, the more information you can process to make you better. And you got to get to a state where you're comfortable with your golf swing. You're comfortable with every shot to where you can then process all the information on the ground, in the air, and where the ball's going to land. And then you have to know when to, you know, always hear Tiger say he was conservative when necessary, aggressive when allowed. Mm-hmm. And he's very simplistically summing up, you know, probably the best strategic game that we've ever seen since Jack Nicklaus or Ben Hogan. So then you have to, you know, come up with this great strategy and be disciplined enough to stick to it throughout a round. So there's so much to professional golf. And length, and this is why I fight the guys who always talk about wanting to roll the golf ball back. There is so much more to this game than just length. So much more. I mean, Bryson didn't win the U.S. Open or do what he did this year just because he was longer than everybody else. He did it because he was longer and straighter than those that were as long as him. He was by far the straightest of the top 10 drivers at the U.S. Open. When you take every single drive into account, you look at his dispersion rate versus theirs, his was more narrow, and he was some 20 yards longer than most of them, which is an amazing accomplishment. And then beyond that, he was in the top 10 in putting for the year. So, you know, he is the one who put all these pieces of the puzzle together. And that's who Kyle is going to be competing against, you know, at every stage along the way. So, again, it's a daunting task. But if he's got the time, the energy, and the resources, and the talent to pursue it, wouldn't it be great for golf? Because in the end, if he makes it, it would be better for golf.
Yeah.
Because right now, as I said, I mean, what Bryson did, I think, has motivated a lot of professional golfers to perk up and try to swing faster. But here they come. I mean, they're going to keep coming because Bryson has sort of tapped into the secrets of power that were forgotten.
Randall Chambly, Golf Channel analyst. I'm so glad you made the move to Connecticut. I'm looking forward to, what is your next assignment?
I will be covering the Tournament of Champions. I'm flying up to Connecticut on January 2nd. I'll do shows on the 4th, our very first shows from the Connecticut studios, talking about the Tournament of Champions at the newly designed and, by all accounts, amazing Kapalua.
Awesome. Yes, it is. It is amazing. It is absolutely beautiful.
I look forward to seeing it, yeah. I know Crenshaw Corps have been at work there, and I can't wait to see their finished product.
Yeah, I won't be on site either. The bubble is very tight. But I'm certainly looking forward to having a Century Tournament of Champions show dedicated with everybody calling in. It's going to be fabulous. This is Brandel Chamblee, author, The Anatomy of Greatness, Lessons from the Best Golf Swings in History. Thanks so much for catching up with us. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Danielle, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Century Tournament of Champions on our mind. Alex Urban, the executive director, is with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit PGATour.com.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Hey, what does spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceiling have in common with a termite infestation? Well, both just get a whole lot worse and more expensive to fix if you don't do anything about it. So the answer is RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings and garages and decks, and they've stopped the leaks. And they, well, they called Richard Mulgram, just like you should. The number is 864-9520. Neighbor Islands, just add the 808. RCM uses the state-of-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe, that is. Call RCM. The number is 864-9520.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
All righty, Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, just, my goodness, 10 days and 19 hours from now. Are you ready, Alex?
10 days, we're ready. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good. How was your Christmas?
It was really nice. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it was a nice Christmas. Great news, of course. We've got limited guests on site, and spectators are, well, limited. So do we have any more spectators tickets?
There are just a very, very few available. You know, where it's limited because we want to make sure that we space everyone out for all of our county and state regulations and that sort of thing.
Sure.
We work really closely with those officials to make sure that we do this in the very safest and healthiest way possible. So there are a couple available. If you go to the website, if you go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com, there's some information on there on how to reach out about those specific tickets.
excellent, excellent. The other opportunity may be gone, but there was, of course, honorary observer positions still. Are those filled?
Still a few. There's not many, but there are some available. If it's okay. Being out on the golf course and walking the course, it's pretty much your only option to do that.
Exactly, exactly, because you're going to be stationary as a spectator. So just remember that in socially distanced. And we wouldn't want anything else because we don't want any more.
No.
Right. And the other option is to be in the Pro-Am. Are those filled up?
There are still a few left there, too, if that's the last minute thing you're thinking about doing. So all that information is on the website. So those are all the options. You've laid them out perfectly, Danielle.
Great. That's CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. It's easy. CenturyTournamentOfChampions, written all out, .com. And then it'll direct you straight to the page, and you can go and find exactly what you want. And it'd be so much fun. You know, in a way, staying on one hole is really your best option because it's very, very comfortable. You can kind of, you know, get your chair, hunker down.
Yep, exactly.
Get really comfortable. So our defending champion, and all of this is going to be on Golf Channel. It's like Brandel said, he's covering it from there. Golf Channel is on Maui, probably already getting ready for the broadcast, getting everything set up. Our defending champion is Justin Thomas, and he and his dad just won the PNC Championship, where Tiger Woods
and
son. Yes,
wasn't that a lot of fun?
That was a lot of fun. That was a great, great format too, the way they were playing. And we have also just learned, and we were just talking about, Bryson DeChambeau has made his commitment to be at the Century Tournament of Champions. So you'll see that long straight hitter that, you know, and that being straight is a real big benefit for you if you're playing the Plantation course, long and straight, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. I mean, there's definitely some forgiving fairways out there, so you can even have it go a little bit wide and still be okay. So that length is definitely a huge asset around the Plantation course. So I'm going to be very interested to see, you know, if it stays, you know, somewhat dry, to see how far his ball actually rolls on 18, to see how far that can go.
I'm glad you brought up 18.
Too, like 7 down the hill, that one you can really get going too. There's a couple you might be able to hit some really eye-popping numbers.
Yes, exactly. I was thinking, we used to be just amazed at driver off the deck, you know, right? And there may not be a necessary moment for some of these hitters nowadays to do a driver off the deck. They'll already be down there. So we've got Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Colin Morikawa. They've all made their commitments. It's awesome. I love the fact that Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship just with a very, kind of traditional swing, traditional game, right?
I would say so. I think Colin's one of those guys. His game reminds me a lot of Justin Thomas's, where there's just not a lot of, they don't do anything badly. They're just good at everything.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
ball strikers. You know, when they get hot, they're really good putters. Good short game. Good with the driver. Like, it's just, they're just good golfers.
Yeah. And then we've got Rahm. He won the Memorial, and then he won in a playoff against Dustin Johnson. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That was that BMW? That was awesome.
It was.
So that was the long putt that DJ made, and then Rahm made the big long sneaking one. That was crazy.
That was. It was like, seriously? That was one of those things you want to watch over and over again.
I know. That was really fun.
Yeah. So, and then we have Abraham Anser and Tony Finau, Lanto Griffin, Scotty Scheffler, Adam Scott, Stuart Sink, Brian Gay, Michael Thompson. I'm only mentioning the guys who've made their commitments. The list is very long. And for those who are just, you know, figuring everything out about Century, the field would have been small because of the reduced number of tournaments. So how did the PGA Tour and Century decide to expand the field?
Yeah, and to your point, Danielle, the players have until next Friday to commit. So there are still some guys that are sometimes they'll wait right up to the last buzzer to make their mind up. But, that field, we expanded it earlier this year during the canceled period of tournaments. And it really actually originated with an idea from the players themselves, which is pretty cool, because there's a player advisory board that has a policy board. And I believe Jordan Spieth is the head of that board right now. And that player board president changes. And basically, they wanted to have the right opportunity to qualify for the Century Tournament of Champions, even with less tournaments. So with that in mind, they came up with the idea that anyone that qualified for Tour Championship in Atlanta, which is our FedEx Cup finale event there, if they hadn't already won, it would get them into our event just for 1 year. So it's just for this year. So what that did is it actually added 17 guys to our field and some really good guys. You know, like Xander Schauffele is a perfect example, our champ from 2 years ago, who didn't win last year but did finish in the top 30. So he'll be here based on that category, which is pretty cool.
It is. It's very cool because if you earned your way into the top 30 and the Tour Championship.
That's exactly what they wanted. They wanted it to be an earned thing. They wanted it to, because this event is a reward for, you know, great play in 2020. And so that was why that category was created.
Yeah. So didn't Sergio Garcia also commit?
He did. We will see Sergio here for the first time in a while.
Yes.
One of our past champs.
One of our past champions, yes. So the list, and I'm just going to go through it because I love saying everybody's name. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Tyrrell Hatton. Be great to see Tyrrell here. Wouldn't that be great? I wish he'd come over, bring his whole family. But there's the problem with travel right now. Britain is in major lockdown. Patrick Reed, Rory McIlroy, Sebastian Munoz, Sungjae Im. Sungjae, has he committed? I thought I saw his name.
Yes, Sungjae will be here. I actually was just talking to his team yesterday. He's very excited.
Yeah.
He can play pretty well. You talk about good ball strikers. He's about as good as they come.
Yeah, and he plays nonstop. He doesn't ever quit.
He does.
Okay, so we've got Webb Simpson, Harris English, Mackenzie Hughes, Daniel Berger, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Lanto, Griffin, Abraham Anser, that whole group I just said, Victor Hovland, I wish, Brendan Todd, Bryson DeChambeau, Kevin Kisner, Cameron Smith, Ryan Palmer, Cameron Champ, Joaquin Niemann, Kevin Na, Mark Leishman, Billy Horschel, Patrick Cantley, Richie Wierenski, Adam Scott, Jason Kokrak, Nick Taylor, Michael Thompson, Andrew Landry, Jim Herman, Brian Gay, Sergio Garcia, Stuart Sink, Hudson Swafford, Martin Laird, Carlos Ortiz, Robert Strupp, so many different golf swings, so many great personalities. We got to tune into Golf Channel. There are some spectator positions that you can get. Go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. Alex Urban, what have I forgotten?
Shoot, I don't think you forgot anything. We've covered all the major points. No, it's. I think I heard you while you were going through there say, "I wish for Victor Hovland." He'll be here.
Oh, he'll be here! Yay!
Yep. And which is fun because I know we had Wolf and Morikawa last year, kind of the two young guns that won last year.
Yes.
And then of course we've got Colin again, and then it'll be very exciting to have Vic as well. He's a really interesting guy. I actually had a chance to meet him 2 years ago at the collegiate tournament over on the Big Island. And he's just a really, really good guy.
He is a good guy. These guys are just awesome. And the young guns that are coming up are just amazing. I just want to thank you. We're going to, of course, do our Century Tournament of Champions show. Maybe you'll be on,
I would be honored.
Oh, yes. Bravo. Alex Urban will be with us when we do our Century Tournament of Champions show. Remember, it's only 10 days and 19 hours away. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show, Alex.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. The doctor's in the house. Jonathan Carlson, MD, CEO, founder, clinician, Hawaii Pain and Spine. Great hands. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Okay, you're on the job and you've got no power. I just wanted to mention you need power backup. You got to have it at home. You got to have it at work. You got to have it if you're moving. This is Aloha Power Equipment, the Honda EU2200i, the generator super sale. That is $1,099 in stock right now. You go. It's both Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Of course, it's the day after Christmas, so you're, of course, going to be doing a lot of shopping, right? Because now you can buy for yourself. Yes, so get to Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It's always a good day when the doctor's in the house. Jonathan Carlson, MD, CEO, and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine in Kailua. The number is 452-1379, 808-452-1379. You can always go online to hawaiipain.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dr. Carlson.
Good to be back in the clubhouse, Danielle.
Oh, it's good to have you. And today, the topic is how to prevent and heal from chronic pain conditions and get back into the game. And the game can be anything from surfing to golf. Of course, we focus on golf here, but all tennis, doesn't matter what sport. This is it. So let's talk about, first of all, prevention, preventing these lower back pain issues that so many people are having, even at a young age.
Yes, absolutely. It's interesting. I have so many patients come to me and say, what meds can you write for me? What injections can you do? What surgeries can you do? And we talk about all those things in the clinic. But one of the biggest things, and this could be a 3-, 4-, 5-hour show. Of course, we got just a couple minutes here. But I think the thing, Danielle, is I have a short list here, but I'll just kind of run down through it. I think first and foremost, smoking. I know some guys like to get out in the fairway and get their cigar and their tobacco. Maybe some are vaping. These things can just be really, really tough on our bodies in general. We hear that from our doctors all the time. But believe it or not, it can really wreak havoc on your discs. It's already an area that doesn't have much blood flow to it. You decrease blood flow, and you just don't get the proper nutrients and antioxidants in that area when you smoke. And so I tell patients, hey, you want to save yourself some money, quit smoking, and also help your back pain or wherever your chronic joint pain or issues are, and stop smoking would be the first one.
Wow. How many people have thought about that? Probably not very many. What is your next on the list?
So So next on the list would be weight loss. And when we think about back pain and even neck pain and these issues, joints, I know we hear all the time that, hey, you know, doc, I just can't exercise, you know, so I can't lose weight. And our doctors tell us to lose weight all the time, but 85 to 90% of weight loss is diet. And a lot of patients don't know this. So I'm gaining weight because I can't exercise. I mean, you can lose more weight just watching your calories. I think of a proof of concept, a lady in the hospital in my intern year, she weighed 600 pounds.
Whoa.
And not putting down people with heavy weight. I mean, she was so heavy that we had to go to the zoo to get a CT scan for her. And in years' time, she was in the hospital and in and out in the care unit, and we watched her for a year. She lost 300 pounds in 1 year, and she didn't do a lick of exercise. We just controlled her diet.
Wow. That is inspiring. Okay, next.
So we talk about diet. You know, we hear this all the time, and this is important. Avoid pro-inflammatory foods, and you eat anti-inflammatory foods. I can guarantee you if you implement this, and here's how I say, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. I'm not saying become, you know, someone that's really strict and never enjoying fun foods. And we, especially in Hawaii, we love all these potlucks and things. Of course, COVID sensitive. But I think the biggest thing with foods is that you plan when you eat your cheat meals maybe once a week or once or twice a month, plan it out. But I always tell people avoid pro-inflammatory foods. So that's really foods that lack maybe things that aren't as fun, fruits and vegetables. Avoid red meat, high amounts of meat, processed food. I think of those things, high processed sugars. So yes, fruits have sugars, but it's fructose. I'm talking about the white refined sugars that you have in desserts. Low refined carbs, believe it or not, diet drinks. We think of all these different things. Those are pro-inflammatory. Uh-huh. Fried foods are actually part of that as well.
Did you say fried foods?
Yes. I know. Oh. I just eliminate all the enjoyable things in life. Right.
There goes the fried chicken and the French fries.
You can still have it. Just plan it out. Plan it out in your month. Get the calendar out with your friends and family and plan out where you're going to have your potluck and your enjoyable meals.
That's like every woman has, I don't know a woman who at some point in her life has tried every diet possible, and most of them have failed. Until you realize that you can eat a relatively normal, you know, diet, and then you just have cheat days where, okay, I haven't had a dessert in 7 days, so today's my cheat day. For instance, yesterday, or was it the day before? It was Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, I haven't had a carrot cake, piece of carrot cake from Lili Ha Bakery. I love carrot cake.
Yes.
And Lili Ha Bakery makes the best. Normally, they
do.
Yes, they make slices, but they haven't been selling slices, and I couldn't dare take a whole cake home, right? I mean, so
you could just share it, right?
Just share it with, you know, how many people, you know, you carrot cake, hey, everybody around the, you know. So in walks, in a box, a Lili Ha Bakery box, and I thought it would just, you know, a group of just some stuff. And I wouldn't even eat that because it's not worth the calories, i.e., it's not worth the pro-inflammatory problems. I didn't know they were pro-inflammatory problems. But in walked in a box, and inside the box was a carrot cake, an entire carrot cake. It said Merry Christmas on it. And I'm telling you, I was so excited. And I had my carrot cake, and that made me happy. I don't really need another piece of carrot cake for a while, so I'm going to freeze it. No. But that's exactly what you need to do. You don't have to give up French fries. You just can't eat them every day. Or
Yeah,
right? Okay, what's next on our list?
Well, I mean, another thing in the diet, and I have one other thing after this if we have time, but to eat anti-inflammatory foods. These are things that we think of less, but I've already kind of mentioned it. You know, fruits and vegetables, you think of fruits, dark berries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, healthy fats, believe it or not. You know, when people talk about a fat-free diet, well, really, you need to have fats. So we think of nuts, avocados, things that are healthy and not processed, fiber, olive oil. We think of herbs and spices, ginger, turmeric, garlic, cinnamon, oregano. These leafy green vegetables are really healthy for you. So eating the anti-inflammatory foods are just as important as avoiding the pro-inflammatory foods.
Wow. And I like all of those things on your list of anti-inflammatory foods. We always talk about things like bulging discs and herniated discs and the wear and tear, trauma, lumbar spinal stenosis, which we'll have to go into sometime about what exactly that is, sciatica, horrible pain. Can doing these things help the existing problems take some of the pain away?
Absolutely. So I tell patients, and I've seen this with patients, and obviously talk about the weight loss. Exercise is one thing. Doing the low-impact exercise and all of these things can create blood flow and rid your bodies of these toxins that have built up and really promote healing. I think just as important as taking your anti-inflammatory medications or maybe taking medicines to help with the healing process or having an injection or procedure, eating and diet and exercise are so important. One last thing, Danielle, I'd like to talk about
sure.
sleep. And it seems obvious, but there's one thing that I want to kind of add off the sleep. Obviously, good sleep, you say you want to have at least 5 hours. After less than 5 hours of sleep a night, you really start to have a breakdown of many different organs in your body, including your inflammatory fighting process, if you will. And 7 hours is ideal. But there's one type of sleep that people get sleep. I have this personally. I didn't realize that. I'm actually a thin person. I weigh 175 and 5'10". But I actually had obstructive sleep apnea. And that's a condition that a lot of people don't know about. But I think it's really underdiagnosed. But 40% of people that have this diagnosis, obstructive sleep apnea, are actually skinny. Mine was moderate to severe, and wow. I did a sleep study. And I didn't realize this, but I would not reach REM sleep. So it was like I was pulling an all-nighter. I did do this, I must admit, in med school a couple times to study for tests. But I couldn't get into deep sleep. I was actually having 15 to 20-minute moderate severe apneic episodes an hour. That's almost like you're being choked out and not getting that REM sleep. Why is REM sleep important, rapid eye movement? Because that's the time where your brain can rest. Your body actually paralyzes during that time, except your eyes, and that allows your body just to heal. And I really think, and they've shown this actually, there's many studies showing that, so this is just what I think, obstructive sleep apnea is linked to patients with chronic pain and simply not being able to heal. You can get this diagnosed via your PCP, through sleep specialist, either in neurology or in pulmonology. But that's a condition a lot of people don't know about it. Believe it or not, my mom, we found out, had it. My brother has it. He's built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, a really big guy. He used to be with the Home of the Police Department. Now he's in the U.S. Customs. But these people are all thin, so you can't get better if you don't have proper sleep, especially if it's sleep apnea.
Yes, thank you. See, that's why I say it's always good to have the doctor in the house, because you really bring so much to our everyday lives that we can do to enhance the quality of our life. And I thank you very much. You're always welcome. You just have to tell me how much time you want, and we'll talk. Jonathan,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Jonathan Carlson, MD, CEO, founder, and clinician, Hawaii Pain and Spine. And you got to go, whatever the problem is, when it comes to pain, you got to go see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Wonderful doctor, great hands, like I said, and he'll take care of you. And the number is 452-1379. Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
You're welcome. Have a happy holiday. Thank you.
Happy day after Christmas and happy new year, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Yes.
Excellent. Aloha. We're going to come back. Speaking of people in pain, and sometimes it's just, it's not pain, it's just a problem. It's there's a missing limb. It could be almost anything. We're going to talk to a gentleman. His name is Steve Fluke, and you may have heard it as Easy Golf. It's going through a name change. It's Power Golf. We'll be back after this with Steve. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does spalling cracks? What is spalling? That's when the concrete starts coming loose from the rebar and it's dropping down on the ground below. Yes. Well, cracks in your cement walls, floors, and ceiling have a lot of commonalities with termites. Yeah, both only get worse and more expensive to fix if left alone. What's the answer? RCM Construction. Over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks, stopped the leaks. Call Richard Mulgram. The number is 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction, 864-9520.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Steve Fluke, co-founder Easy Golf, which is becoming Power Golf. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, how you doing? Glad to be here.
Excellent. Steve is a former golf professional from the NorCal PGA section. You may know him. Aloha section often gets together with the Western sections. So Easy Golf, first, before we go into the change of name, let's talk about, you know, if you can't swing a golf club anymore, but you want to play golf with your friends, how are you going to do that?
Well, Power Golf was actually developed primarily to help those golfers who have aged out of the game, no longer can swing a club or swing without pain due to age-related issues, shoulder, back, hip, balance issues, and so forth. So essentially, this club looks just like a conventional golf club. It's got a grip, a shaft, a club head. But instead of swinging, you set the yardage to go from either 50 all the way up to 225, and every yardage in between, you line it up, aim, and you push a button that's located on the grip, and the insert pops out 2 inches and hits the ball down the fairway or onto the green.
Well, so I can sit in the golf cart and do this?
Well, I guess you could, and we actually have some people with the paralysis issues that do that. But most people just stand up and address it just like a conventional golf club. Everything's the same, except for instead of swinging, they're just aiming and pushing a button that's located on the grip panel. That initiates the shot, and the striker the striker comes out 2 inches approximately, and it hits the ball towards your target.
Fantastic. I mean, yeah. Do you need to tee the ball up?
Actually, you don't need to. You can play it right off the deck if you wish. But if you want to hit a little higher shot, like into a par three, let's say, most people do tee it up a bit and hit high, soft landing shots.
Yeah. These are available. I mean, there's some of your power golf clubs at Princeville, Mackay. So if somebody wanted to go and check this out, they could go to Princeville Mackay course and say, hey, I want to use one of those power golf clubs that I heard about on the golf club. And Steve Fluke was talking about it. And they'd find out how it works for them. This is terrific. Do you have any other courses? I know weren't you just on the Big Island?
Actually, we were just over there in Maui enjoying a week there. It was kind of tricky in between the COVID situation, but we made it and had a great time. These clubs are actually sold directly to individual golfers. We are partnering with courses and golf course management companies gradually. So for any information, they can give us a call at 800-717-GOLF. And we can fill them in with more detailed information as far as where to use and so forth.
Oh, great. Yeah, people could also buy them for themselves, couldn't they?
Oh, of course. Yeah, most people we serve, we're serving directly to the golfers in need and so forth, be it for a non-golfing spouse or for themselves who have a shoulder or back hip issue or whatnot, or they're still playing, but they're playing in pain, and it just gets to be no fun anymore. So they just move over to the Power Golf Club, and around the greens they chip and putt the same as they normally would.
Yeah, now this is so good, because so many times there's foursomes or twosomes or threesomes, whatever, and you've always gone out with your friends, and now you're just you just can't keep up. And it's like you're losing a part of your life, and you're giving an opportunity to get their life back.
Well, that's exactly right. We've removed all the barriers to the game, and for those that have aged out of the game, for whatever reason, things happen as you get a little bit older, then just slide right over to Power Golf. You don't miss a beat, and you don't miss your friends, golfing buddies, and so forth.
Yeah. So you also have a free consulting service. So tell me about that.
Well, that's working with the golf courses, partnering them to help retain golfers and bring on new golfers to their golf facilities, be it a private course, increasing members, or retaining their members, or your local municipal golf course and every other golf course that would stand to benefit from retaining golfers and bringing new golfers into their course.
Yeah, you see, in Hawaii we have, and I'm sure across the country, there are many golf courses where retired folk, you know, that's their destination. Twice a week they go and play golf, and for that to, you know, it's like it gives them something to do. It's fun. They get together with their friends. It's part of their routine, and that's really important. So the switch. Now I can't find you. If I go to Power Golf, I can't find you online. So
we go to powergolfclub.com.
Okay.
powergolfclub.com, or call us at 800-717-GOLF. Either way.
Right.
And by the way, I did want to mention that for the superintendents that are listening, this is great because it takes no divots. So you can, it's great for the courses as far as the wear and tear, because there's no more divots utilizing this technology.
This is great. So it's powergolfclub.com. Powergolfclub.com. And the number is 800-717-GOLF. G-O-L-F.
That's right.
Yeah. Why are you changing your name?
Oh, it summed it up better. No particular reason except for that. It kind of sums it up, what we're doing, and going from, it's kind of like having a manual transmission and automatic. You know, you're going from, you know, where you're swinging to not swinging, but you're still playing the same golf course.
Yeah, well, I like the name Power Golf because you take the club and you put it in your hands, and now you're playing Power Golf. I'm tempted to want to try it myself. Just because I want to try it.
Sure.
Let's all fly to Kauai. Of course, we'd have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. Well, I'll take
it. Well, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, until Power Golf came along, the game was limited for only the skilled and the able-bodied, okay?
Yeah.
Now that barrier is gone. So now the unskilled and the physically limited, physically challenged, all can enjoy the game. The physically challenged people were born with situations, okay, like spina bifida. Well, yeah, they can enjoy it now, whereas before it wasn't, they couldn't participate. So there's a lot of different applications for it, and it for most of us, it's not a matter of if you're going to need it; it's just a matter of when you're going to need to move up to power. So it's kind of a fact of life.
Yeah. When did you create this club? How did you come about making it?
Well, several years ago, I met a gentleman, Roy H. Taylor. He's a retired aerospace engineer and worked for Lockheed. And he was working in his garage on this club, and he had some of the first iterations made. It was a long way to go. I like this. It's kind of like the automobile. I mean, it started as a loud, clunky thing, and it's look where it's at. Look where we're at today with automobiles.
Right.
It's the same thing with this. So it was a kind of labor of love, and got together with Roy and kept building away. Here we are today.
I love garage stories. So many wonderful creations that have become very, very successful started in garages. And I'm not just talking about the computer, the Apple computer.
Right. Well, it started in a garage as well. He's a very creative guy and a lot of hard work. And so here we are today. And I think Power Golf is going to be as big as the conventional game. And for a lot of reasons, but it's nice to be part of. I've been around golf all my life, but it's very, it's a great feeling to know that I can help so many people, that we can help as a group, so many people around the world, be able to enjoy the golfing experience.
It's wonderful. This is Steve Fluke. He is former golf professional from the NorCal PGA section. He is co-founder and chief marketing officer, I believe it
That's correct.
Yes, mm-hmm. powergolf.com, powergolf.com.
Golf club.
Oh, excuse me.
Powergolfclub.com.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm reading what I wrote, and I don't even get it right. So everybody remember
okay.
this. Powergolfclub.com, because it's a golf club that has power, and it'll put power in your hands when you can't swing anymore. So powergolfclub.com, and the number is 800-717-GOLF, 800-717-GOLF. Steve, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. My pleasure.
Aloha. Have a happy new year.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. All right, we're going to come back with Brian Hammond's president, Brian Hammond's enterprises, and for all the private country clubs, I know how competitive you folks are. He's got something really cool coming up. We'll talk with Brian Hammonds after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit PGATour.com.
Legal ID? Yes, indeed. We do this for the FCC. We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
And they've got a 9:45. I was going to say 8:30. It's kind of close unless you live around the corner. There's a 9:48, a 10:10, and an 11:20. And don't forget, at Bayview, they have a covered driving range. So if it's raining, not a problem. Go to Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And so let's bring Brian Hammonds, president of Brian Hammonds Enterprises. You remember Brian, Golf Channel host for 21 years, anchoring Golf Central before he transitioned to play-by-play on the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, and the LPGA Tour. Welcome into the clubhouse, Brian.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you left Golf Channel. You created Brian Hammonds Enterprises. What did you want to accomplish?
Well, we had we were producing some television shows for Fox Sports and doing some different things that way. But this latest idea has been one that I've had for a long time, and I call me crazy for starting this in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. But but I'm excited about this, and I think it's going to be. I know that the reaction that we've gotten from a lot of the clubs has been off the charts, so it's going to be a fun event.
Yes, he's talking about the Country Club National Championship, ccncgolf.com. That's where you go, okay? A Country Club National Championship. This has not been done before, has it, Brian?
No, and I had the idea. Every time I went to a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup or a Solheim Cup, I couldn't help but think how cool it would be to replicate that competition, that same feeling and excitement for the everyday golfer like you and me. And so that's kind of what we're doing here. And the reason we're limiting this to private clubs, taking nothing away from daily fee clubs, but for private club members, they're very proud. There's a pride factor involved with the club that they're involved with, and that's where they play. And for most, that's their social circle as well. So you're really playing for more than just yourself. You're playing for your club and your friends. So this is something, like you said, it's never been done, and the reaction from the clubs has been off the charts.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like you're at college.
Right.
My team, I represent Mid-Pacific Country Club. You know, I represent Oahu Country Club. I represent Waialae Country Club and all the different Honolulu Country Club, all the different country clubs that you can think of in Hawaii. You could sign up for this. It's in October of 2021, October 12th through the 17th. Now, you're playing on four courses?
Yeah, we're limiting the field in year one to 64 teams. Because of COVID, we're gonna start small and then build from there. But 64 teams is a good number. The first two rounds will be played on four different courses, the three courses at Walt Disney World, and then Celebration Golf Club, which is right down the road from Disney World, about a 10-minute drive.
Wow.
And then the final rounds will be played all at Disney World.
Wow, okay. So, see, folks, this is the Country Club National Championship. It's open to all private country clubs in the United States. And you're going to be using the modified Ryder Cup format? What is that?
Yeah, the format is it's all match play. So this is a complete, an all match play event. And the first six holes will be, so it's 10 players per team. So your club can choose your 10 players however you wish. You can have a qualifier, you can hand pick them, whatever you want to do, it's your team. You can also have one professional. On your team, one PGA professional, but it has to be a staff member at your club.
Okay.
And if a PGA professional does, just an FYI, if a PGA professional does participate, there's an appearance fee involved as well for them. So so the first six holes will be four ball, best ball. The next six holes will be alternate shot. And then the final six holes, you'll pair up against one of the competitors in your foursome, and play singles.
Yeah, then the single matches. Yes.
Yeah. So the last six holes will be singles. There's 2 points available for each segment. So the first team, the 21.5 points, wins that match. So it's going to be fun. And the good thing about having the point system is, you can get waxed in four ball and still be alive to win points in the next two segments. So I think it's fair. It's a handicapped event. We're only going to play 6,500 yards, so senior players and players of all skill levels can feel competitive.
That's great.
Women will play 85% of that yardage.
That's great. I mean, you've got everything covered. This is over 5 days of competition. Let's get back to where? Walt Disney World Resort, okay? And that's where the National Private Country Club champion will be crowned. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so we want to get away with the family. One of the people in the family is, you know, like golf crazy, and that's all they were going to want to do. The rest of the family can go to Walt Disney World, right? And it means that, yes. Meantime, your golfer is having a grand time with their friends that they've been playing with forever, and I can't wait to come home with the trophy. And let's talk a little bit about the golf courses. There's the Palm Course, Magnolia Course, and the Lake Buena Vista Course. And I'm so impressed. Magnolia and Lake Buena Vista, all part of the Walt Disney World Resort, are Audubon International Certified Cooperative Wildlife Sanctuaries. That takes a lot.
Yes, they're beautiful courses. And the Palm and the Magnolia were used for so many years hosting PGA Tour events. And, you know, names like Arnold Palmer and Raymond Floyd and Tiger Woods have all won on those courses. So there's a lot of history involved with the Disney courses. And the Celebration course that we'll be using for the first 2 days is also a beautiful golf course. It's a Robert Trent Jones and senior and junior collaboration. So it's a beautiful golf course.
Wow. You know, I've talked with Robert Trent Jones Jr. a couple of times. I didn't realize that he collaborated with his dad on a golf course.
Yeah, he did at Celebration. I believe that's the case. But it's a beautiful golf course, so we're looking forward to it. And if people think, okay, I'm going to go all the way to Disney World and I'm going to get, and what if we get beaten round one? Are we done? That's not the case. We have a consolation bracket. If you win round one, you go to the championship side of the bracket. If you lose, you go to the consolation side. But a champion will be also crowned on the consolation bracket. So you're guaranteed one practice round, two rounds of competition. And then when you are eliminated, if you are eliminated, then you can stick around and play golf on the Disney courses for fun.
Oh.
So, so that's available too. And everybody that signs up will get a $100 gift card, a Disney World gift card, to spend however you want at Disney, and that could go toward a park ticket or, you know, whatever you want. So it's, you know, it's good to go spend the whole week there, even if you get beat, you know, early. You can still play golf or go to the parks or whatever.
Yeah, you can play golf or you can hang out with the family and go to the park. This is Brian Hammonds, president, Brian Hammonds Enterprises. You know Brian, Golf Channel host for 21 years. And now he's created something that's not been done before. It's the Country Club National Championship. And you can find out all this information at ccncgolf.com. ccncgolf.com. You know, when you decided to leave broadcasting, you always went to Huwala Lai, right? Weren't you always at Huwala Lai?
I think I've counted up 17 different trips I've taken to Hawaii, and I've missed those trips, especially Huwala Lai, which is, you know, resort that's off the charts good. But I miss my trips over there. I need to come back.
You do. Maybe you know, if one of our Hawaii clubs wins, you could come back and they can.
I'll present the trophy in person in Hawaii.
Yes. That would be so much fun. Brian Hammonds, president, Brian Hammonds Enterprises. You can find out more about what he's created. It's called the Country Club National Championship. CCNCGolf.com is where you go to find out about. CCNCGolf.com, the Country Club National Championship. Thanks so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. And, you know, put a team together, and I hope to see you at Disney World.
That would be so much fun. Yeah, yes. Any one of them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Flood, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company expert. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
So, what is spalling? Well, spalling is when the separation of concrete from the rebar happens. Not a good thing. Water gets in there, and then the rebar starts to rust. The concrete gets less strong, and separation begins. And terrible things can happen when spalling happens. Railings can come off when they're not supposed to. Lanais can come down unexpectedly. You don't know what's happening unless you are in a building, someone's inspecting these sorts of things. So what does spalling, you know, it gets into your cement walls, floors, ceilings, decks, you name it. It's just because of the water, the way it goes. It just seeks its a pathway. So this will only get worse if you don't do anything about it. And then, of course, it's much more expensive to repair if you don't do anything about it. So what's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. They've found often is the most difficult part, and stopped the leaks in many buildings. And the person to talk to about all of this is Richard Mulgren. He's at 864-9520. 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. RCM Construction, 864-9520.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, there was a tournament this week, even though it's Christmas week, and it was the Arnold Palmer Cup, and it pits the collegiate players against international team, against the U.S. team. And I think we got beat this time pretty substantially, but, you know, they all had a great time doing it. Matthias Schmidt of Germany was selected by both teams to get the Arnold Palmer Cup exemption into the 2021 Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard. Talk about a cool prize, okay? John Pack of New Jersey and Hewitt Anupanasubai of, Thailand, both of them were recipients of the Michael Carter Award. That's presented to the Arnold Palmer Cup participant that best represents the qualities and ideals of sportsmanship, integrity, and upholding the game. So it was quite, despite trailing by a wide margin, the U.S. did come out pretty strong on Wednesday. They had their best performance of the week. Americans got off to a hot start. They earned points in four of the first five matches. Rachel Keane tied the opening match of the morning. Quade Cummins and Megan Schofield and Cooper Dossey, they all earned match victories. After dropping a few matches, though, early on, the international team picked up right where they'd left off the day before. They only needed 3.5 points for 3.5 points at the start of the day to keep the cup, and they earned that in five straight matches. They sealed their victory. So the second year in a row, the international team, and you know what's interesting about the international teams around the world is so many of them are absolutely college-bound from their countries to the U.S., where we have probably one of the best feeder systems from college into professional golf. So it's time to thank the people who make this show possible, our wonderful sponsors, including Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf. If you haven't been there in a while, you need to go to Bayview because it is beautiful. The superintendent there is making great changes. It looks gorgeous. The grass, the greens are beautiful. The fairways, they're working on them. They look beautiful. So go there. It's socially distanced on a covered range. That's where the top tracer is at each station. You can create the perfect team-building experience, by the way, with an outing or a tournament at Bayview. And their general manager, Eric Onodera, he'll help you. It's BayviewHawaii.com. Call 247-0451, extension 1. For tee times or setting that special golf event, you can put it together COVID-appropriate. That's the only way golf courses are staying open, and they're very, very careful. They don't want to close. I spend a lot of time at Bayview. I love the place. I love the feeling. I love the mana. Aloha Power Equipment, they're having their moving sale until the end of the, until the store is empty. Aloha Power Equipment, the store for all of your power equipment needs, including repairs. Aloha Power Equipment is the official repair service center for all brands. All the brands they sell, even if you didn't buy them, at Aloha Power Equipment. Waipahu and Sand Island stores, power at your fingertips for everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. And the Honda EU 2200i is on super sale, $10.99 in stock at the Sand Island and Waipahu stores. So what's worse than living with pain? Well, how about doing nothing about it and just sort of being, always grumpy? I know when I'm in pain, most people aren't exactly at their best. So go see Dr. Jonathan Carlson.
The number is 452-1379. It's the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic in Kailua. The Aloha Spirit meets innovation and patient care at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Well, the flood and fire disasters, yeah, they happen. Hopefully, they won't this coming week. But if they do, you need to call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency Disaster Restoration Service. They're totally COVID compliant, mold remediation, and they're licensed contractors. And their number is 528-3434. And what does spalling, you know what it is now, have in common with termites? Well, they both get worse if you don't do anything about them. Okay, so you've got to call RCM at 864-9520, 864-9520, RCM Construction. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.